Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
My man, what do we, well, let's call him 17th letter. That's the way I like to do it. People around Houston may remember him as Quentin Dimms, but I like to call him 17th letter. What's up, Quinn?
What's up, bro?
How you doing, man?
I'm good. AJ.
For those of you who don't know, Quentin, this was interesting to me. You decided to stay in Chicago when you retired. Last time we talked, you said you didn't have the greatest experience with the Bears.
Yeah.
But I take it the city of Chicago must be doing something right for you.
Man, you know what? It wasn't in the plan to live here, but when we got here, man, it just really grew on us. You know, I mean, the city's beautiful, man. It's like one of the best states to where, like, it doesn't have, like, the four disasters. You know what I mean? It does get cold, though, but me, myself, I like the cold. I like dressing in the cold.
Yeah, I don't like the cold. So, that's what keeps me away.
But yeah, Fred, Chicago's home.
I like Chicago, too. Fred likes Chicago. It's a good spot, man.
Yeah. They got good food, too, bro. The food is amazing out here, man.
Yeah, it's a good beer, too. Well, next time I get up there, we'll have to drink some beers.
What you drink, AJ?
I drink all kinds of stuff, man. I drink as much as I can.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, baby?
Hey, man.
You going to say something this whole time or not?
I'm going to get in there. I'm going to look you up when I get up there this summer, because I'm going to be up there for a couple of trips.
I got to work. So AJ, the 17th letter is just the 17th letter of the alphabet, which is just the letter Q.
Okay.
So that's kind of like the play with that. You know what I'm saying? 17 letter Q. That's kind of what that is.
Well, I've always known you as Quentin. But now, now I'm asking, when I talk to you, do you want me to call you Quentin or do you want me to call you 17th letter?
However you feel. Whatever you feel is right for you. You can call me Q. Just call me Q.
Q? That works for me too. I can get down with
like Q.
I feel like 17th letter doesn't quite roll off the tongue. When I'm talking to you, but when
syllables in that thing.
Yeah, it's too much. So we'll just go with Q. That's the simplest thing.
All right. Beautiful, beautiful.
So tell people what's going on with your music right now. Do you have an album in the works, or is it just you drop a single or two at a time? How's it work?
Yeah, I'm working on some stuff, man. I'm working on, like, putting together a couple mixtapes, a couple albums. I just feel like I got so much music in me, man, because I've been busy the last 10 years. As we all would know, you know what I mean, playing football. But yeah, I'm working on some stuff right now. I just dropped another single called Kawasaki that's out. And, I'm just continuing, man, to get stay in the studio, you know, put the same effort I put into football into music, you know what I mean, and becoming a musical entrepreneur, you know what I'm saying, and, just really living out my passion. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you, man. And so is this your second or your third single that you've put out?
This is like I put out some music in the past, but... Just as a retired NFL player, it's my third single I put out.
Okay, and how do you feel about this one compared to your first two?
I feel like this was my favorite one. That was probably my favorite one for sure. I feel like it had a really good vibe that I caught to it. You know what I mean? And to me, man, music is just art. I just paint pictures, man. You know what I'm saying?
It seems
my nickname is Mozart with the Potrats, man.
It seems to me like
to me, you know, a way of expression.
You're
like
a guy
cooking, just like getting dressed and stuff.
Well, see, you say that and I find that interesting because you, as a guy who's, I mean, you made a good living playing in the NFL for a lot of years. You know, you're not having to necessarily make music for commercial purposes to feed your family. You know what I mean? Like you made a comfortable living.
Absolutely.
So you can actually do the kind of music that you want to do, and whether it's commercially successful or not, it's not the end of the world for you. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I just be myself. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, like you said, man, like football has been good to me. You know what I'm saying? I work my butt off in football, so I am doing pretty well, but, yeah, now it's just like me being passionate about music too. You know what I'm saying? Doing my other dream. My first dream, really.
Does that mean you don't feel pressure to make a certain kind of music that's going to be easily marketed or anything like that? It's just you doing what you want to do?
Yeah, definitely no pressure, man. Like I'm not in this for the money. I'm in it for the expression, the freedom. freedom to be myself, the freedom to create, and just, you know, paint some pictures, man, and I'll be a wordsmith. You know what I'm saying? I just do it for the passion. And whatever happens, gonna happen, you know?
One of the things we talked about off the air, but I wanted to ask you about is on your Twitter, you said football was something I did on the side.
Right.
What does that mean? I mean, what does that mean that you were like, this is music has always been your first passion, and football was just something you were doing to make a check, or what did you mean by that?
Well, it's kind of like a reflection phrase as well. You just reflecting on life and itself. But yeah, man, like people don't know that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so I grew up an only child, man. So I was always writing. You know what I'm saying? I was always writing, man. And I just gravitated toward music too. I just happened to be real fast. You know what I'm saying? So like, ball took off. And I also, like, almost dropped out of college and lost my scholarship because I wanted to pursue music. You know what I mean? Like, football has always been like a love-hate thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I did it because I was good at it. I loved it. But I also hated it, too. Especially, like, in the NFL sometimes. Just, like, being a part of the politics. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's a bad business. And it can weigh on you if you're not, you know what I mean? Mature enough or whatever. But
I used to talk to Ricky Williams about this exact same thing, and Ricky Williams was a guy who, I mean, was maybe one of the most talented football players that I've ever met, but football was not his first love, and he almost, I don't even say almost, he played football because it was the best paying job he could get, but it was about number 15 on the things on the list of things he cared about in life. He was not a fan of playing football. Do you consider that to be yourself? Like, when you were in the NFL, did you feel like you loved playing the game anymore?
I mean, I had years where, you know, I got immersed in it, and I had years where I was like, man, this shit is getting on my nerves. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just. Like, just the politics, man. Just the crazy stuff, man. But at the end of the day, like, it's just something you deal with as an adult, maturing through life. You know what I'm saying? Because toward the end of my career, man, I knew what it was. I just wanted to win. You know what I mean? I didn't care about the outside stuff. I didn't care about the politics. I just put my foot down, and I just wanted to win ball games. You know what I'm saying? But I had some years, you know, first couple of years or whatever, where it was just like, man, I can't stand working out. I just hated football. You know what I'm saying? Getting cut twice, not getting picked back. You know what I mean? All the bullcrap it came with. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm blessed, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was definitely a great opportunity. It really helped me become the man I am. And I love it. I love the game. You know what I'm saying? But it was just like one of those things with me. Love-hate type thing.
Did you feel like the times in your career where you loved playing football, that you were better at it than the times when you were kind of just going through the motions and you were frustrated with what you're doing? Because I go through that with radio. When I'm happy doing shows, I feel like I have great shows. And when I'm frustrated or bitter about something, I always feel like, man, I could be better than this. Did you feel that same way?
Mate, I kind of want to say I was opposite. You know what I'm saying?
Because you took it as like, you were hungry to make yourself to where you were undeniable.
When I was happy, I was comfortable. You know what I'm saying? And then when I was, you know, when I was hated, I was hungry for it. You know what I'm saying? Hungry to prove something. You feel me?
Yeah,
that makes sense.
That's
kind of what it was for me.
Do you feel like, you know, once you're an athlete, whatever you do in life, people are going to say, well, he's a former athlete, so his life is like this because he's a former athlete. Like, almost anything you accomplish going forward, people will doubt the sincerity of it because you already had a name going into what you're doing. Like, particularly with music, do you feel like it's hard for people to maybe take you seriously as a musician if they think you're only a musician because you were a former athlete? Is there a stigma with it?
Especially with music, you know what I'm saying? Like, and this is the thing I want to talk about. Like, and it's only pro athletes. So, like, if I go to college and I'm into music and I play ball, then it's okay. But if I become a pro athlete and I do music, then it's this thing like, oh, you can't do both because of this and this and that. You know what I'm saying? Which is BS. And I think nowadays, like, even people like 2 Chainz, he had an album called, you know, what was it, Rap or Be a Ball Player or something like that. But, you know what I'm saying? He, like, you know, everybody, like, even Dame Leonard, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a few guys who, like, we're more than athletes. You know what I'm saying? That's the movement, like, the brand's been pushing. We're more than athletes. So I'm kind of eager to, you know, prove that with my music. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you can't put us in a box, man. Like, everybody's creative. You know what I'm saying? And I got one life to live. So, like, because I made it pro, you saying I can't do music. You ain't going to take me serious because I made it pro. That's to say I didn't make it pro then. I only played 4 years in college. Now you going to take me serious? Like, it's just, you know what I mean? It's just the way of the world, man. Like, that's something I got to press through as an artist, too. You know what I'm saying? Like me right now, I don't want anything to do with football or my art. Like people be like, man, put a ball in your music video. I'm like, no, man. This is totally different. You know what I mean? Life. Like it's my second life. You know what I mean?
Do you
my real passion. I feel really free.
The people who
I just feel free playing football, man.
There's people who have done that before, like Shaq put out an album and Allen Iverson, and these were guys who put out albums, and let's face it, it wasn't good music, but they were able to put it out because of the name brand that they had from playing sports. I mean, do you think that people just assume that if you have that kind of a name brand, and obviously your name brand was never as big as Shaq or AI's, so I think you do have to be a little bit more performance-based as far as music goes, but I've always thought that people like that who just put it out because they could... That's what kind of hurts the name of professional athletes who try to do something else later down the road.
That's true. That's true for real. And that's why I feel like I want the music to speak for me. Like my goal is to be like the best one to ever do it, the best athlete that transitions to music. You know, shout out to Bobby Fino too, Arian Foster, man. He put out a project too that was slamming. You know what I mean? His lyrical content is amazing. You know, production was crazy. Like I said, he a star. You know, I wasn't a Pro Bowl or a pro player. Even though I had a couple years in there, I could have been in there, but you know what I mean? Like he put out an album too, Arian Foster. So it's like at some point, whatever. You just gotta do you. You know what I'm saying? Like be who you are. Let the music talk. You know what I mean?
Do you?
Some of them guys were whack, bro. Some of them guys. I Le'Veon Bell. He got an album too, don't he?
Le'Veon Bell. I don't know. I haven't heard it.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you doing over there? Are you cooking?
Yeah, I'm cooking, man. Busting down some, what's these right here? Some chives, man. Mixing some chives, my bad. Hey, it's another part of my creative side, man.
You know okay. I mean? Well, let me do my creative side for a minute and let me interview you and then you could cook your chives. Right, come on,
bad.
Bro.
My bad.
I don't come in the studio cooking while you're laying down tracks.
My bad, bro.
So is
A-Style Texas, what's up, baby?
That's right. They miss you around here, man.
AKA 17th letter.
You seen this?
AKA Mozart with the pull truck.
You seen this bummy secondary they're trying to run out here? They might hire you.
Who?
The Texans.
Oh, what's up? What's going on with them? I don't even watch like football like that.
You don't want to watch it. If you saw the secondary they're going to be running out there this year, you wouldn't want to watch it.
They got rid of Kareem. Kareem left. Tyron Matthew. They didn't sign Tyron Matthew, right?
No. Yeah, it's gonna.
So who the corners? Jonathan and who else?
Jonathan and who else is right? That's the problem. That's the problem. And Jonathan's about 800 years old, so it's getting to be a situation around here. That's what I'm saying. If you still got anything left in the tank, you may want to give him a call and just see what's happening.
I know, right?
Well,
that's crazy, man.
You're totally out of the game. You're not watching football, nothing, huh?
I mean, I do because I play fantasy football, so I watch the highlights, of course. Like, you know what I mean? I just ain't into it like I was, though.
Yeah.
Just, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I just ain't fascinated. I mean, I don't know. I just don't watch it.
I know you're a dude who's got a lot of interest, and obviously the music thing is right at the top of that list right now. But, do you expect to try to branch out even further beyond this, or is this kind of your main focus now?
No, like you mean like performing and stuff?
Anything like that. Are you trying to be in movies? You trying to do anything like that?
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't mind maybe writing a movie or something like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm writing a good song, a soundtrack for a movie or something like that. I don't know about acting.
I'm
really introverted, man. That's what I'm figuring about myself. I'm really, really introverted. I don't even like Instagram. I hate doing that kind of stuff. I thought about doing like a podcast and all that kind of stuff, man. It really ain't me, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I remember we talked about you doing
music
a podcast.
Is how I open up to the world, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you also know that, you know, doing a podcast or something like that would be a great way to get your music out there.
That's true. That's true. A radio show. I do a radio show all day. I'm a conversationalist too, though. I wouldn't mind talking, like, you know what I mean?
You're going to have to talk to me off the air. We're going to get you hooked up.
All right.
We'll
figure out something.
This is my man Q.
I got a perspective the world needs to hear.
17th letter. You find him. Where can people find your music? Spotify, everywhere? iTunes?
Yeah, it's on all the platforms. Yep, 17th letter, iTunes. iTunes is good. Listen to it. Just catch a vibe to it, you know?
I wish we could play Kawasaki here on the air, but it's not ready for our little station here.
I got a clean version. I got to do some clean version, man. My kids said the same thing.
Yeah, your kids your kids are going to get kicked out of school playing that stuff. They want to show off what dad's doing, but then you're going to get them kicked out of class.
I know, right?
So, all right, Quentin, man, it's always a pleasure talking to you, brother. And I'm glad that you found success in something other than football. And I hope you keep it up, my man. So thank you for making some time for us today.
I appreciate y'all, man. Salute, Fred.
All right, buddy.
Talk to y'all later, man.
Okay. All right,
bro.
It's Quentin Dimps, 17th letter, he likes to be called. Q, I like to call him, because we're boys.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You're due for your biannual cleaning, something you usually forget and would rather not remember. But you just got a reminder from the dentist you look forward to seeing. The Gentle Dentist, the only dentist you're happy to come back to. The Gentle Dentist in Worthington. How can we make you smile? Call 614-431-3311.